Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Lisa Mullins.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. It's unusually balmy in the 60s out there right now, but winter weather's going to blow back in. We could have snow showers by Thanksgiving.
Just a harbinger of the cold to come, and that likely means high utility bills to come.
As we've reported on this program, a typical Massachusetts household could be paying 30% more for electricity alone this winter. This part of the country has some of the most costly energy in the U.S. Against this backdrop, the Houston-based energy company Kinder Morgan wants to lay a multi-billion dollar pipeline that would carry relative cheap domestic natural gas from eastern shale fields. The pipeline would enter Massachusetts at the New York border and stretch through about 45 cities and towns until it reaches Draken along the New Hampshire border.
The town of Winchendon in central Massachusetts is one of those towns where the pipeline would run. In fact, it would go through the backyard of Elaine Rose. She helped organize a Stop the Pipeline summit in Fitchburg, Massachusetts, earlier this month. For one thing, she doesn't want it to stretch across the natural land that's been in her family for a century.
It's woods right now. It's completely woods and undeveloped area that you can walk through and hear birds and see streams that are completely natural. And it's a very peaceful area.
So if the approval is given, there will be an area that's cleared for this pipeline. But the pipeline itself, the pipe, which could be up to a yard wide, would be underground, right?
Yes, that's my understanding. The pipeline would be underground because it's at very high pressure. Mm-hmm.
Is the company intending to pay you for use of the land, your land?
My understanding is the company would give a one-time payment for the easement across the property, so they would permanently own that. There has been no discussion about what that amount would be.
Is there an amount that would satisfy you and your family?
I don't think so. No, there wouldn't be, actually, because this is not about just this one issue regarding our property. This is about how does Massachusetts want to solve its energy problem. And investing more money in fossil fuel infrastructure at this point in time, when we are right on the cusp of renewables being more affordable and efficient, is not the best thing for Massachusetts to be doing, in many people's opinion, including the Massachusetts legislature that passed the Global Warming Solutions Act in 2008, and that Governor Baker has said that he upholds and supports. Yes, it got our attention as being something that was going to be a problem for us personally, but once you start to get into the issue and you realize that this is a place where Massachusetts has to make a decision about whether it's going to continue its reliance on fossil fuels or not, then you can't really turn back. Then you're in a fight that is much larger than your own personal fight.
So in keeping with that point that you expressed, I want to play for you a little bit of an interview that we had with John Chesto, who is a managing editor at the Boston Business Journal. He wrote an article entitled, "Here's Why Our Electric Bills Will Go Through the Roof This Winter." As you know, electricity, the cost of electricity is expected to rise significantly. National Grid, the way it puts it, a typical household is going to go from $90 to about $120 a month, for instance. He explained why the prices are skyrocketing.
We are a bit isolated from the rest of the gas fields that are out in Pennsylvania, the Marcellus Shale in particular. You hear a lot about how cheap natural gas is out there, but there are very few pipelines to bring cheap gas into New England.
So here's a question for you. Let me run it by you. We as a nation, as I'm sure you know, Elaine, have been relying more and more on fossil fuels that will indeed run out. Natural gas, as it has been discovered, is, in the minds of some, going to give us time and literally going to give us energy until we get renewables up to par in terms of storage, in terms of technology for delivery. It seems as if right now the United States is headed toward energy self-sufficiency in terms of gas and oil. Does that enter into your argument at all when you say, look, this is going to take the pressure off Massachusetts anyway to rely on renewables?
Well, of course, the issue around the constriction in natural gas supply into New England is something that is a very short-term problem, and this pipeline would not even be built until 2018, so there's nothing that's going to happen over the next four winters that could possibly be solved by this pipeline. The issue with the renewables is that I guess we get to make a decision as a country about where we want to invest our money. This is not going to impact the energy situation in the short term or the long term in terms of solving the problem of cost and availability.
Let me ask you this. I know it's a difficult question, but do you feel as though if the land were going to be used for some kind of, for instance, storage for renewable energy, for solar, for instance, or some kind of hydropower line, would you have the same gut feeling of opposition to it?
Of course, we would still be upset if something were to come that would take something that's very precious to us away. But if we felt that we were doing it for the right reasons and for something that would really solve an energy problem in New England, I think we could at least have consolation in that.
By the way, one more thing is Kinder Morgan, which, as you said, is proposing the pipeline expansion, says that the job would create about 3,000 construction-related jobs. Is that compelling to you?
Sure. It's 3,000 construction-related jobs that will last for exactly 1 year. And there was a report that was released this week that shows that there were 6,400 jobs in the solar industry in Massachusetts in 2013, which was a 45% increase compared to the previous year. So when we're talking about jobs in renewables, we're talking about real jobs for Massachusetts people that are going to be long-term jobs. And right now, Kinder Morgan's own reports show that they have 600 miles of piping in Massachusetts, and they employ 46 people.
I'm guessing that you were emboldened by the showing that happened in Fitchburg with people who feel similarly against the pipeline expansion. How sanguine are you that you can make a difference?
I think that we can make a difference and we have to make a difference. I think that Massachusetts is sort of the beginning of the revolution in 1776, and I think that the more that people learn about this project and what it actually implies for Massachusetts and for the country, the more interested they are in not just stopping this project, but motivating all of New England and all of the country to make serious, serious decisions about where they want their energy to be coming from over the next 30 or 40 years. And if people are interested in helping the whole country move to a cleaner energy future, the things that they can do are contact MassSave for an energy audit in their home. And I'm encouraging everybody to get their loved ones LED light bulbs for Christmas in their stockings.
Elaine Rose was an organizer of the Stop the Pipeline statewide summit in Fitchburg. She also owns land in Winchendon, Massachusetts, that would be affected by the pipeline expansion project. Nice to speak with you. Thank you, Elaine.
Thank you very much, Lisa.